Today is Singles Sunday. So you married folk, just hold on and let us have our day. The Word of God has already been shared with us, a familiar text from the Epistle of Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit. Let us pray. God, we thank you for this opportunity to come into your house of worship and praise. Lord, we ask now as the word goes forth, God, that you would put wings on it, God, that it would be alive, oh God, that it might touch the hearts of your men and your women, oh God, that we might do what thus saith the Lord. Oh Lord, bless us now as only you can. God, I pray that you hide me behind the cross and bless me today, God, as I try to do your will. Lord, give me the words to say and the walk to walk, oh God, that I might speak your truth. Oh, Lord, I give you praise, I give you honor, and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. If we were to tag our sermon with a title on today, it would be Single and Hold in Christ. The ministerial staff here at Mount Olive Baptist Church, under the leadership of our pastor, have been following the African-American lectionary throughout this year. And this month, the lectionary suggests that we have a single Sunday. According to the lectionary, which is a preaching calendar that suggests topics to preach and scriptures that we wouldn't normally preach from, because we tend to preach from the scriptures that most people know or the things that we believe the people need or want to hear. But the lectionary broadens our preaching scope. You see, today we're going to talk about singles. Singles are people who are not married, either by choice or by call. People who are widowed or divorced are all single people. And as we stated, and we're going to hear a word from the Lord that talks about what it means to be a single, to those who are Christian and to those who are not Christian. We will also hear what the Lord has to say about marriage and how we should view this covenant that God established from the beginning, as stated in Genesis. Adam was given dominion over all living creatures. God had created every living thing, every animal in pairs, male and female. Then God put Adam in the Garden of Eden to work and to take care of the garden. In that second chapter of Genesis, verse 18, God looking and seeing Adam was alone, he said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." God understands companionship and having a mate. Marriage is a God-inspired covenant established in the 24th verse of that same chapter. "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." God ordained marriage. Marriage is a strong covenant, and it should not be entered into lightly. In my downtime, I sometimes watch the TLC network, and it has a show on it that says, "Say Yes to the Dress." This show is about engaged women going through the process of picking their wedding gown. The gowns range in price from as little as $500 off of the bargain rack, or as much as $50,000 from the designer's room. Then there's David Totara, My Fair Wedding, which is as much about the reception party as and the dress, and I won't even bother to mention those bridezillas. As I looked at this, I often wonder, is this about the marriage covenant God has established for his people? Or is this about the ring, the dress, and the reception? Just as being married is of God, being single is of God. The stigma that is put on being single comes from several schools of thought, but I'll just mention two on today. First, it was believed from antiquity, particularly the Jewish faith and culture, which considered unmarried girls to be a shame and a disgrace to their family name. Jewish men who were single were said to have slain their future generations and to have lessened the image of God in the world. Being single since the time of iniquity has been considered a shame. We have all heard the names given to women who are not married. They were called old maids and spinsters. while men who were not married were called bachelors or the man around town. In these more recent times, young women are now called bachelorettes. Rarely do we hear old maid or spinster anymore. So caught up is our society in this thinking that a TV network has made a show to help single men and women find a suitable mate while we watch. The question is, where is God in all of this? And why have we allowed the enemy, the adversary, to use being single as a tool to put people down and to distract us from the wholeness God created us to live in? When did having sex with strange women and strange men become the barometer by which we find a suitable mate? This is a trick of the enemy to take the world into a state of depravity. The real question is being single a sin? Is there something to be ashamed of if you're single? According to the word of God, it is not a sin, and it was never a sin or anything to be ashamed of. Many are called to live a single married person's life. Single married mean being single but married to God. Single people are no less or no more than those that are given into the covenant of marriage. A covenant marriage was established by God, and marriage by law was established by man. Both are recognized by the law of this country. Paul shares with us in 1 Corinthians that it is better to be single, to be free to serve God without concern for a husband and family. But if you cannot live the life of a single person, it is better that you marry rather than burn in hell. You see, being single allows us more time to serve God without the concerns of a family or a spouse. Being single is a calling from God, and if God has called you to it, God is able to empower you to live the life of a single person. It doesn't mean slipping and sliding in and out of sexual relationships. It means a life of celibacy and a commitment to walk upright before God. It doesn't mean shacking and pretending to be married without the covenant, the blessing or the commitment that comes through marriage. As I was preparing this sermon for today, I read a statistic that said that in the 21st century, more and more couples are deciding to just live together. They have no plans to get married, stating that marriage spoiled the relationship. Just like so many other things, we have become more and more worldly and less godly. There are some same-sex couples fighting for the right for marriage. And we who have the blessing of God to be married find that it's too much of a commitment. Will God be able to please us? Or will everything that we don't like be God's fault? Let's take a closer look at that. Some went to God first and received the blessing of the covenant of marriage. Some didn't consult God at all. They just got married. And some didn't consult God and got married and didn't get married, just live a married life without the benefit of the marriage covenant. The word of God said that we are called to seek God first, and all other blessings would be added unto us. The way we prepare to receive the blessings of God, which include marriage, is to first be whole within ourselves. No more that I need somebody to complete me. We are born complete. And when we accept Christ, we come into the fullness of the blessings that God has for us. No more that I'm a half and I need the other half. When we are in Christ, we are whole before we get married and after we get married. No more that I need someone to fill me with love and with joy. When we are in Christ, we are already in the fullness of love and joy through Christ Jesus. If we come into a relationship thinking that another person has the power to make your life complete, we are sadly mistaken. You come into a relationship knowing that you are complete and you bring the love and joy of Christ with you. Without Christ, you are still incomplete. The most recent statistic on divorce rates have shown us a slowdown from 40 to 50% of marriages ending in divorce. It says that is due to less less people are getting divorced because of the economy, because it became cheaper to stay together. Just a few years ago, Christian marriages was ending in divorce, more divorced than any other. The economy has inspired people to have the willingness to work out their marriage situation. The economy has given us the ability to stay together and let it become easier for us to reconcile and to work out the situations. You see, God knows how to fix things up. And we all know that there are exceptions and extenuating circumstances to every situation. The word says that we are to walk in the Spirit, in the fruit of the Spirit. When we have the fruit of the Spirit, we can walk in love. We can walk in peace, patience, kindness, goodness. We can be gentle and have self-control. You see, single, you are whole in Christ. Being single or married, we should seek to walk in the attributes of God. So as singles, we exemplify Christ. And when we are joined in the covenant of marriage, we still exemplify Christ. Walking in the fruit of the Spirit lets us know that we are single and whole in Christ. If it's God's will, marriage will come. And if not, we are still whole and complete in Him. The former ways have passed away. We have become a new creature in Christ. God has ordained mates for some people, but they are blocking their own blessings. God is waiting for them to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. You see, walking around with an attitude like you're all that and a bag of chips is not going to release no mate for your life. You see, running around with other people's husbands and wives is not going to release the mate that God has for you in your life. You see, jumping in and out of bed with friends with benefits is not going to release the best that God has for you. I want you to get it straight and don't get it twisted, that God is not finished with you yet. But you got to walk the walk and talk the talk. You got to take a hold of those fruits of the Spirit and walk in them. God is not concerned about what you want. God is concerned about His purpose and His will for your life. And when you walk in it, God will send the blessings. They will overtake you if you will just trust God. It is God's will and purpose for us to be in a covenant marriage. If it's His purpose, it will happen. And while we are waiting, we are to love ourselves and be in Christ. Stop whining and complaining about your status. And put your heart and minds on the things of God. And the light of Christ will draw the one that God has for you. Walking in the fruit of the Spirit causes you to be focused on living according to God's will. And we are walking in the will of God. The blessings of God will come into your life and overtake you. The psalmist says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. When we truly seek God's blessings, the Lord's blessings will overtake us. When we are walking in the fruit of the Spirit, our minds are not on nagging and complaining. When we are walking in the fruit of the Spirit, we don't have time for foolishness. When we are walking in the fruit of the Spirit, persons whose purpose is to drag us down can't even get close to us. You see, I can remember years ago, I sat and had dialogue with some friends about what attracted them to the opposite sex and what didn't. The number one attraction, a person who has confidence and know who they are. The number one thing that turned people off was the needy ones who sent out a message of low self-esteem and desperation. When we are in Christ, we are not desperate. We are confident because Christ is more than enough. You see, when we are in Christ, we are not needy because He promised to provide all of our needs. When we are in Christ, we have the fruit of the Spirit, and our walk should match our talk. As we are now in a dispensation of grace and not the dispensation of law, man's arranged marriages are no longer of God. The God-arranged marriage is what we should hold out for. When God put two people together in marriage, they walk with God. And the blessings of God will withstand the test of time, the trials of life, and the tribulations of the world. God does not make a mistake. And the marriage God ordains are still standing. And there are some marriages that man ordained that are still standing also. But there is no love. There is no compassion. There is no joy. Just habit, children, and the house. And I know what I'm talking about. As a single person, we want to be the person God has created us to be, walking in the fruit of the Spirit. We want to be prepared to represent God in the world with love, with joy, with peace, with kindness, with godliness, with faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Your witness should grow stronger for Christ, not weaker. It is only when we fully understand what it is to be married to the Lord that we can enjoy the best of an earthly marriage. It is only when we go into a marriage with a mentality that I am already complete in Christ Jesus that we can contribute effectively to our homes and to our mates. I read a story told by a pastor about a woman who was over 40 years old and a bit anxious about getting married. During a counseling session with the pastor, she said something along the lines of wanting to marry a pastor or at least a minister in God. Her reason, if I marry a pastor, he will always pray for me. Since I'm constantly sick, he will serve as my spiritual partner. He will also help me when I'm down and feel depressed, as well as help me with my daily chores. It is only a person that is strong in the Lord that can effectively bear my burdens. Here is a person who wanted to get married, but for all the wrong reasons. Marriage is not supposed to be a dumping ground where we offload our burdens on other people. Jesus says, "Cast your burdens upon me, for I care for you." He did not say, "Cast your burdens upon your husband or your wife." You see, single and hold in Christ, walking in the fruit of the Spirit and being all God created you to be. You see, when you're single and whole in Christ, you can walk in the Spirit and be content in Christ right where you are. Walking in the fruit of the Spirit, God will give you the desires of your heart. Single doesn't mean incomplete or empty. You see, single and whole in Christ, singles doesn't mean accepting less than God has for you. I hope somebody got this message today. But as I take my seat, nope, this wasn't a hoop. Nope. We wasn't down the road and over yonder. We were right there where it was. Single and whole. That's what those of us who are single should strive to be. To walk in the fruit of the Spirit of God. And if he desired that you have a mate, your mate will find you. God will bring you together. Stop all this running around to the club, sitting up at the bar. Ain't nobody there but trouble. Get on about the work of the Lord, and the blessings will overtake you. As I close, I'd like to close with a story I read about a young man named Harry. It was Sunday morning, and Harry was off. He pulled out of his driveway in his two-seater convertible with the roof closed because of a typical Malvern driving rain and headed for church. But as he turned into the main road, he saw ahead of him three shabby-looking figures huddled under a single umbrella at the bus stop. One was old Miss Fletcher. She still insists on getting to church by herself, despite her arthritis, which was always worse in the wet weather. Then there was Dr. Jones, the local family doctor. A year earlier, Dr. Jones had diagnosed a rare and dangerous disease that Harry had contracted while on an overseas vacation trip. So Harry virtually owed his life to Dr. Jones. And the third person was Judy. You see, Harry was very attracted to Judy. and had been for the past 6 months since she joined the church, but never had the courage or the opportunity to ask her out. Harry had 3 seconds to decide what to do. There was only one spare seat in the car. Who should he offer a ride to? But 3 seconds was enough. You see, Harry knew what to do. I want y'all to get this. Harry pulled up to the bus stop, jumped out of that car, and passed those keys to Dr. Jones. Helped Miss Fletcher into the passenger seat. And then wave goodbye as he huddled under the umbrella with Judy. You see, God's sovereignty and our actions often go hand in hand. Walk in the fruit of the Spirit, single and whole in Christ. Amen.